I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Islamic militants chased Egyptian Christians from their homes in the Sinai Peninsula last week. Persecution is obviously on the rise. Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra says the Coptic Christians feel vulnerable, more so because they have no pope.
They look up to their pope as a spiritual leader, but also as one who have a voice for the voiceless.
It'll be December before a new one's chosen. Meanwhile, the future for Christians in Egypt is uncertain.
Only 6 months ago, Morsi said that the Coptic Christian population should convert, pay tribute, or leave the country.
We turn next to Haiti, where two great Discover Youth camps just took place. And when we say youth in this context, it's any single person up to age 35. Greg Yoder from Christian World Outreach says the participants are both Christians and non-Christians. This year, there were over 400 people who attended two camps and built new relationships.
Those two events this year, 76 people gave their lives to Christ. And we don't stop there. We don't just leave then. We try to plug them into a church. The pastors from our churches follow up with these people.
At missionnetworknews.org, you can find ways to help fund the camps or pray. And festival goers are helping 15 kids with clubfoot rise up and walk. Cure International spoke to over 10,000 people at a two-day Uprise Festival in Pennsylvania. They shared their mission and introduced crowds to a boy whose condition was healed through surgery. By the end of the concert, Cure had enough funding to give 15 kids the surgery they need. Visit missionnetworknews.org to see how Cure proclaims the gospel and heals children worldwide. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.